You know, I like to break things down into its root, break things down to the root, you know. And so you might say, well, what is real? Is this car real? Is this job real? Is this city real? Is this building real? What's real? Is it souls? Is it love? Is love real? Is truth real? Is faith real? Is it material possessions, or is it an unseen? Are the unseen things the real things? You know, what's real, the seen or the unseen? Well, the way I look at it, if it's temporary, I don't consider it real. A soul is forever. Truth is forever. Love is forever. Faith, you know, faith, hope, love, but that which endures is love, you know, 1 Corinthians. You have hope. Is that even real? So the Bible makes it clear that agape love is the real deal. That's what lasts. But what do you love? Do you love material possessions, or do you love souls, you know? Do you love souls, or do you love matter? The material realm will be burned up. The eternal realm is eternal. When you think about an angel or a seraphim or some kind of created spirit being, that's forever, right? If you really think about it, why, you know, hell was made for the devil and his angels, not the human, right? So why would it be eternal judgment? Why is it the people that choose to go to hell, the smoke of their torment rises forever and ever? Because a soul is eternal. Your house might burn down, or your car might catch on fire, but it's a temporary fire, you know? Those Bible verses tell you what's eternal. Souls, S-O-U-L, are eternal. S-O-U-L-S, souls. I think I just decoded. I thought, why are all these women posting their feet on the online, especially on Instagram? Why are they always posting something like that? Because their souls are eternal. The soul is eternal. So there's something to do with that. There's some kind of significance to the soul of your feet, to the soul being eternal. Evidently, they must have did a statistical analysis amongst themselves to see what gets the most hits, you know. They must have some kind of database to show the pictures that get the most hits, you know. These Jezebels want to find a baby daddy, or they don't want real love. They want fake love. They want love that's going to burn up, you know. They want the love that's going to burn up, not the eternal love. If you ever been married to one of these, you know what I'm talking about. There's people out there that don't care about eternal love, eternal truth. They just care about the temporal. They're focused on the temporal. Outward show, outside appearance, all that good stuff. All that not good stuff. maybe I'll decode the one day it'll just dawn on me why it all fits. Why would they get more hits because of the soles of their feet, you know? An eternal soul is real. Truth is real. God is real. Jesus is real. Holy Spirit is real. Rightly dividing the word of truth is real. The things that are real is what I would be seeking. Good example why you should diversify on the stock market, because no business is forever. Really a trip, ain't it? It is a trip. You spend all your life looking for the temporal, fighting, working, struggling for the temporal, but not the truth. Not real love, agape love, not eternal love, but temporal love. The love of a human down here is temporary. Now, if they're two saved people, that should be eternal. But even then, things break apart. The heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? Eternal truth. Eternal agape love. God's love. You're going to spend eternity with God, the elect saints. You see the glorified saints falling down and worshiping God forever. I can understand you want to have fun down here, right? You want to experience the world, go to the mountains, go to the beach, travel, do this, eat this, travel, you know, go here. But no matter where you go, you're there. No matter where you go, your soul is there. Your soul is more eternal than this dirt down here, than this real estate down here. Notice they call it real estate, real estate. E-state is spiritual state. Your spiritual state of being is more real than the real estate that you're on. If this earth is going to be renovated by fire the next time, the first time was by water, the next time by fire. If this is going to be renovated, and it is going to be renovated, then what does that mean? Put no confidence in this place. Put no confidence in the flesh. Put no confidence in mankind. Put no confidence in anything that's temporary, but put confidence in God. There's some overarching principles, archetypes that are permanent. The sine wave, the sin wave. Death, resurrection. The Bible says in all labor there's profit. There's certain principles that are true down here. You know that sleeping's good for you. Water's good for you. You know not to hang out with the scorner because the scorner will throw you under the bus. There's certain truths down here that are permanent in this, but even then, this place is going to burn up. And all the wicked, see, you're facing off with the wicked every day. And they're going to be in hell, and you're going to be in heaven, you're going to be in new heaven and new earth, and they're not even going to be around. In the millennium, you're going to be in the camp of the saints. They can't even approach it. They can't even come near it. Because nothing that defiles will enter into the camp of the saints. And that's the way, actually, your heart and mind should be now. That's what the process is. That your body's a temple, and you, the camp of the Holy Spirit. And so, why let anybody into your world, your heart, your mind, your soul, your ear gate, your eye gate? Why let them in? I mean, it's very convicting. Their ideas, their music, their beliefs, their anti-beliefs, their whatever. Somebody might say, well, yeah, but that's boring down here. I got to do something. Let's say somebody likes to drink because they're bored or whatever. What could you shift that? What instead of drinking, what could you do? Instead of smoking, what could you do? Instead of sitting there on the couch and being a couch potato, what could you do? If you're bored and you do stuff that's not healthy, change it over to do something that's healthy. Build something, create something, become a creator. Yeah, but you're saying it's all temporary down here. Yeah, but it's the skill set, it's the mindset, it's the discipline, it's changing who you are on the inside. Accomplishing something is making you a better person on the inside, which is eternal, you know. Instead of living in fear and just sitting on the couch, being a couch potato.